This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am here this morning right before the board meeting at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and I am with Charles Lyons. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Well, Charles, where did you come from? What part of the country?
I'm from Idaho, a little town called Mountain Home, which is south of Boise.
And Charles, how long have you been in the cattle industry?
Kind of the first generation. I've done quite a few other things. Decided to try cowboying about 12 years ago.
And I think you're enjoying it. Are you enjoying it?
That is correct. Yes, very much.
Well, great. You know, Charles, in the past 12 years, I think probably a lot of things have changed. And one of the talk here at this conference has been policy. So what policy have you been most closely watching?
You know, the thing that affects us most in Idaho is probably public land policies. We're 65% federally owned. The majority of us, our ranches are tied into public land. So that's usually where my focus lays.
And then what do you think the regulation of everything that's sort of out on the table right now might impact your business the most?
Time right back into public lands, the ESA or EPA. Both of them, water quality issues are a big factor in our place. And then when the Endangered Species Act, the ESA, that has a tremendous impact on us because there's a lot of groups that use that act to keep us from grazing on public lands.
Right. And what do you think from you personally, from a business perspective, what do you think might be the biggest challenge? You know, does it tie into all of this as well, or do you think you've got some other challenges on the horizon?
I think our biggest challenge facing Idaho, we're an ag state, so public perception of us within Idaho is still very well. I would say our greatest is that cattle aren't a good manager of resource, and ranchers aren't a good manager of resource. That they say we're wonderful people, but we destroy, you know, where we're grazing, we destroy where we keep our cattle, so.
But you and I both know that's not true, correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want people to think that's a true statement. So, and I think if we've learned anything at this conference, is one of the things I've said is talk to people about some of these amazing management practices that you've put in place. And you're probably a better steward of the land than most people.
Yeah, I think we do a wonderful job on the ranch. You know, it's fairly simple. We just harvest grass and turn it into protein. And if you take pride in that, you take pride in your animals, then, you're going to be a good land manager.
So, Charles, in closing, what are you most optimistic about for your business in the next couple years?
There's going to be a lot of people to feed. And when I think a lot of people have turned away from agriculture and forget about it. But when you have a lot of mouths to feed, people start thinking about food again, especially when it becomes expensive or hard to get.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.